I'm visiting with Susan Rohde, who's Director of Marketing for Farm Journal. And Susan, why don't you first of all tell us a little bit about this job that you have?
Well, sure, Chuck. I'm, as you said, Director of Marketing for Farm Journal, and I work primarily on corporate marketing initiatives for Farm Journal, which is our overall branding as a company, which, as you know, our company includes lots of different media platforms and brands. So lots of different entities that we communicate with and about, both to the agribusiness community and agri-marketing community, but also to farmers in general. And so I work with the owners of all of those brands, whether it be broadcast, print, our website, Ag Web, some of our digital properties and events. But I work with the owners of those brands to keep their presence where they want it in the marketplace and put the messaging out there that we want to we want farmers to know and our customers to know.
Well, thank you for your support of the National Agri-Marketing Association as a sustaining sponsor. And we want to talk a little bit about this here, the organization. But first, you kind of gave us a good rundown on the company. But why don't we just talk about a current situation going on in this country? And what are some of the ways that Farm Journal has helped customers, subscribers, whatever you want to call them, advertisers, during this current ag market situation and the virus challenges as well?
The role that, Farm Journal's taken, not only just in the time of COVID-19, but since we established ourselves as a company 144 years ago, is to be that resource for the farmer and the people that support that farmer. And so, you know, through all of our channels, we've continued to do that down through the years and changed and reinvented ourselves for whatever the need was for the situation. And I think the COVID-19 pandemic is no different. You know, when it came around and we saw the severity of how it was going to affect everyone's life in every part of the country, we started putting resources out there for farmers and agri-marketers both that they could use to stay up to date, to talk with each other about what was going on and what they needed to know. And so we created a coronavirus page on AgWeb that became a go-to resource for thousands of people in agriculture that came and visited that channel every day. We also implemented a Farm Journal live broadcast at noon Central Time every day that's hosted by Clinton Griffiths. And Clinton is continuing to do that, but it became kind of that midday update where we could go to our constituents, our listeners and readers and agri-marketers that look to us for information about, you know, the latest of what's going on and how those things were impacting agriculture. Everything from grain prices to meat processing plant closings to how COVID-19 was hitting rural communities. And so also from the agri-marketing side, we started a program called Farm Country Update, which is a biweekly webinar where we have panel discussions on different topics that are relevant to what's going on in agriculture and affects the world of agri-marketers through what's changing around us every day with COVID. So those are some of the things we've done. Of course, our editorial has been geared to what farmers and agricultural audiences need to know about COVID and how it affects their businesses as well. So lots of things out there that we've customized for this time in our lives. Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a lot of resources that you're making available, and you have the ability to do that. So let's turn back to NAMA for a minute. As a sustaining sponsor, why is it that you support NAMA?
Well, NAMA's important to us for multiple reasons. First of all, everyone in agriculture that works with marketing and communications, I think, understands the value that NAMA brings to our industry. It helps us network and learn together and pool our resources and provide opportunities for enriched learning and improvement for what we do with our jobs every day. And that impacts agriculture in multiple ways. First of all, it allows us to be better service providers for the people in the trenches in agriculture, the farmers, the ranchers, the produce growers, livestock producers that are doing their jobs every day. And every time we can do our job better, we can bring a better product to them. So, you know, our mission at Farm Journal is to serve agriculture. And so as we do that and work closely with other agri-marketers, it's just a benefit to the industry as a whole. But so many of the people that I work with at Farm Journal are members of NAMA because they've come up through the marketing and communications channels in multiple ways and from multiple angles and aspects of it. But they see NAMA as a place to gather and network and be a resource of ideas and information and education that can just benefit what we're trying to do every day.
With the sponsorship that you have, how would you describe the value that Farm Journal receives from this relationship?
I think that the sponsorship that we have with NAMA keeps us connected. It's just that connecting piece that puts us in the places that we want to be, whether it's in at the live events or virtual events that NAMA has, if it's in the newsletter, it's supporting programs of NAMA that are important to us. We play a pretty large role in Best of NAMA by providing the video that is created for the event. Plus, Clinton Griffiths, our Farm Journal editor and host of Ag Day, is going to MC NAMA this year. So we see our sponsorship and our participation in NAMA as a way to keep us connected with the agri-marketers and ag communications professionals that are important to us. From a client perspective, as a media company, we're a resource to them and we provide them a way to connect with their customers. And so the more that we can keep the lines of communication open with them and have open dialogue and connection, the better it is for our business overall.
Well, let's talk about the conference coming up, which is going to be virtual this year. And I'm looking forward to seeing how this all works out. And of course, we'll participate. But why do you go to the Agri-Marketing Conference?
I go to the Agri-Marketing Conference for a couple of different reasons. And first of all, it is to help facilitate the connections that we want to make with our clients and customers there. So as director of marketing, I always work with the client meetings and marketing initiatives that we have just around the whole event, whether that's participating in discussions with clients and our sales team, or if it's just sponsorship and working with some of the sessions that we're attached to as a sponsor of NAMA. So just facilitating those activities and making sure that Farm Journal's presence is known, as we want everyone to know that we're there supporting the industry and the organization and feel like it's an important part of everyone's professional development and the time that they spend. Now, second of all, I go to NAMA because I want to network and see the people that I've worked with down through the years and have grown up with. I'm using my air quotes, grown up with in agriculture. And, you know, because people that I worked with in some of my first positions out of college, the only time that I see those folks is when I attend the NAMA conference or a NAMA event. And so reconnecting with those people and understanding where their careers have led them and the paths that they've continued to go down is important to me, just to create those connections and maintain them. And it's always good to also see what's happening in the industry, what companies are changing and growing and what opportunities are out there from a resource standpoint for me as well. And so I think that, you know, I'm not unlike everyone else. I go to NAMA because there's lots of great people there.
I fully understand that because I feel very much the same myself. So how about looking at companies that don't currently sponsor, and there are many and many that could very well, perhaps some of us would like to think should even. What would you say to other companies about becoming a sustaining level sponsor for NAMA?
I would say that supporting NAMA is an important thing to do because you don't realize when you need an industry-wide resource until you need them. And NAMA has provided a lot of educational sessions for members around how to deal with communications and marketing and live events in the face of COVID. And let's face it, that's something that none of us have ever done before. And so coming together and having a resource to provide education to people as a whole has been a really great asset that NAMA provides. And that's just one example. And without the support of sponsors, those are things that NAMA can't provide to us. And so Just working all the time for the greater good of agriculture marketing and communications and what we do for the industry. NAMA is one of the foundational pillars that helps us do our jobs in that way.
So before we close, is there anything else you might want to add that we haven't touched on?
I do, Chuck. One of the other things that Farm Journal has done in response to COVID is we are hosting our first ever Farm Journal Field Days, which is a virtual event for farmers. And, you know, as live events have really been kind of tossed out the window for several months now, and it looks like several months that will be in the future. One of the things that we've reinvented in the wake of COVID-19 is how farmers attend farm shows and what they get from those things. So, in addition to the coronavirus resource page on Ag Web and the Farm Country updates, we're also looking to give farmers a virtual farm show experience that can bring them information and resources and education, not just in the 3 days that we have that event planned in August, but really year round on a 365 day schedule with content, new content being posted all the time. So that's one of the events that we're really excited about. And one of the things that we've reinvented from our corporate perspective in the wake of the new world around us as well.
We're looking very much forward to that happening and seeing it all come together. I know it's got to be a lot of work to put something like that together, but you've got a great team to do that too.
We've got a good team, and you know, anyone in the live events business knows that we've had to make quick changes in the months past and still today. And so, events that we thought were scheduled for the fall that were sure to be live events, we're not so sure now with changes in the world and in different parts of the world being affected by COVID differently. We're all just kind of playing it day by day.
That's so right. That's all we can do right now and sometimes. Well, thank you very much, Susan Rohde, Director of Marketing for Farm Journal. And I'm Chuck Zimmerman.